time for a stupid fact of the day. This is where we find random things on the internet. We see if at least one other website says it, and we bring it along to you.
Yeah, many times it's just the one place, and we just run with it.
Could you imagine having two of these?
Two of what? No, what?
Stupid fact of the day.
Is it a body part?
Most snails have both male and female genitalia.
Oh, no, sir. Nope.
Why is that?
Nope. No.
So they can quickly and easily mate with any other snail.
Oh, just keeps them, give them more options? Give them more options. What an amazing design.
I mean, I'm telling you, if you don't have the right gender in front of you, nah, it doesn't matter.
Love the one you're with?
Yeah, it's like,
that's great.
If you can't be with the one you love, then love the one you're with.
This is going to be an appreciation post for the good Lord not designing us that way, because I feel like he knew we couldn't handle that. That is just way too complicated for any of us to try to comprehend. Way too complicated.
Can we send ourselves down that wormhole?
No, we cannot. We cannot.
Of what if?
What if? I deal with one thing. I don't need to deal with the other thing. Like, where would you put it? No. Logistically speaking, I just don't. No. No.
Did you say where would you put it?
Well, I'm just, yes. I don't.
Right next to each other? Yeah, maybe right next to each other. And then you like, maybe you, if you're a female, you plug your nose.
No.
And you breathe like you.
No.
It pops out.
No. No, sir. There's a reason why we were not designed that way. There's many reasons why we were not designed that way. It's just too complicated. Too complicated. Too much going on.
So
too much to manage.
Well, the snails seem to have figured it out.
Good for the snails.
So
I could not live in that world. That's not a world I could live in.
Well, listen, if you were a snail, you wouldn't know any better. So it'd just be like, all right.
Okie doke.
Plug your nose. We doing this? All right, here we go.
Okay.
Ding.
All right. Yeah, I don't think you can imagine it either.
Oh. No, I am. That's what I'm doing right now.
Really?
I'm imagining it.
Really? Really?
All right, so there you go. That's your stupid fact of the day here this morning.
How did we not know that about snails?
Well,
I don't think I learned that in school.
Well, hey, look at that. Once again, the show has educational value.
Found it on one website, giving it to you as fact. Look at the learning. Look at the learning.
Well, I mean, the website is a reputable source. It's science.
What is it?
scienceline.uscb.edu.
That sounds super reputable.
It has science in it.
It has science in it, so it must be.
It has science in it. It should be fine,
your
right?
Logic about what's a reputable source is fantastic. That just is perfect for the show. Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Okay. So, have you found a video? Have you found a...
snail mating video?
You didn't even go to YouTube.
I did, but they don't make noise.
Yeah, they don't. It's not... It's probably squishy.
Probably squishy.
It's probably squishy sounding, right?
I mean, it's not...
kind of slimy.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's not like a duck. It's not like a bison.
No, don't they
It's
have,
not like a seal.
They have shells, right? So do they, like, fall on the side and then can they get back up? Like, I'm thinking turtle problems, right?
Listen, again...
Logistically, how does it work?
The snails are figuring it out.
Okay.
Maybe we need to study the snail more closely.
No, I don't think so. I don't think we need to morph into the way snails do things. I don't think we need to do that. No.
Well, we already have, so.
No, I think we're good.
All right, stupid fact of the day. There you go. Most snails have male and female genitalia, and you're welcome.
That's a lot.